a soldier in the airborne gave them the pictures because he said they showed how lax discipline had become, and that was important to him because he said that security was lax at some of their bases and that even though these lapses in security had been reported, nothing had been done about them.
CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon. The defense secretary apologized. The White House promised an investigation, which turns out has been going on for about a month. The UN secretary general and the Security Council are talking about the next step in Syria.
UN Chief Ban Ki-moon will notify the Security Council about whether he believes conditions in Syria are right for an expanded observer mission. But Security Council President Ambassador Susan Rice indicated there are already concerns.
We have a very small number of observers now on the ground, and it seems that that small number is having difficulty operating with the freedom that we all expected and that is required.
An amateur video shows what appears to be two UN cars in one Syrian town speeding away after a shot rang out. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
Some breaking news just in from Sanford, Florida. The judge in the George Zimmerman trial has recused herself, taking herself out of the trial, because of a possible conflict of interest. The latest in the Secret Service scandal with Colombian prostitutes from CBS's Pat Milton.
A law enforcement source told CBS News that the 11 agents allegedly involved in the scandal and military personnel met the women at a few different locations, not just one.
One of the escorts in Cartagena talked to the New York Times. She says she's an escort, not a common prostitute. Had no idea her date was an agent. She said he was very discreet. She didn't find out till days later when the story became global. You pay your fee on a toll road. You expect your money to support that highway. Well, guess what? AAA's Krish Plushin.
The tolls that they pay are being hiked higher and higher, and the revenues are not being utilized to improve the transportation facilities that they're driving on.
He says it undermines the principle of users pay. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 60 points, NASDAQ's off one. A retired couple, Merle and Patricia Butler of Red Bud, Illinois, claimed the third and final share of last month's record Mega Millions lottery.
This is a full-time job, it looks like, okay? You'd be surprised what all it involves, you know? No, I'm not looking for sympathy.
$158 million after taxes for a $3 quick pick ticket that hit the numbers. This is CBS News.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about five times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every so often, the stars are in perfect alignment, and during the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned sales event, now is that perfect moment. For a limited time, get 0.9% APR on the Certified Pre-Owned Lincoln of your choice, which comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned sales event, exclusively at your Lincoln dealer. APR varies by term. Not all buyers will qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services limited term financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/12. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and complete details.
Every time we start to think we know it all or have discovered just about everything there is in our own home, some shrimp pipes up.
A mining company expanding operations in New Mexico had some water tested and got a surprise.
A new species of freshwater shrimp.
Bureau of Land Management Specialist Jim Goodbar says the critters were inside a pool in a cave under the desert. The creature's ancestors probably left by oceans that covered the area millions of years ago. Scientists are still learning about them. What's clear?
You really never know what you're going to find waiting right below your feet that can rock a scientific world.
Heather Bosch, CBS News.
A man from Dallas, Texas has been arrested at the Juarez border crossing. Agents say he claimed nothing to declare. But in his truck were 268,000 rounds of rifle ammunition bound for Mexico. Officials say it is the largest ammo seizure there in recent memory. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off all special order Anderson windows, patio doors, and accessories. Savings like that put Anderson's famous craftsmanship well within your reach. So reach out, come in, and save. The timing is perfect. And special order Anderson windows, patio doors, and accessories are all 10% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through April 22nd, U.S. only. See store for details.
Every so often, the stars are in perfect alignment. And during the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now is that perfect moment. For a limited time, get 0.9% APR on the certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, exclusively at your Lincoln dealer. APR varies by term. Not all buyers will qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services limited-term financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/12. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and complete details.
Let's get back, Harry.
Hey, you're Bill Becker, talking to you, President of Missouri. This is News and Commentary. News and Commentary.
And now, here's Bill Becker.
I actually comment on the news. Hey, you know, the sex thing going on there with the Secret Service. So here's what they're saying. I was reading all over the place. I was reading. As a matter of fact, with the thing with the new troop thing that's bad, I was on the LA Times website when they came up. But anyway, here's the thing. Apparently the Secret Service down there in Columbia, they say this is a window of the opening, a window to the open, an open window to the viewing. I'm having a hard time with this, of Latin American sex tourism trade, so that you can take Latin American sex tours. Now, it used to be you could do that in Bangkok, because I knew a guy that was a travel agent in San Luis Obispo, and he used to take people over, and they did what you think they did.
Bangkok, oriental setting, and the city don't know what the city is getting. The creme de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner.
This is Secret Service Agent Maury Head.
A little special little history.
barbecue, please.
More ribs, more chicken, more pork, more beef, more burgers, more onion rings, more potato chips, more beans, more fried green tomatoes.
More barbecue, please.
More slaw, more tater salad, more house salad, more Cobb salad, more Caesar salad, and more Calypso salad. More sodas, more brewskis, more lemonade, and more iced tea.
More barbecue, please.
At Osus in Monterey and San Luis Obispo and at Pismo, it's the bomb. Pomeroy's most bodacious beach barbecue, babies.
More barbecue, please.
Charter Internet is keen on giving you more. Not a little more, a big more, as in more speed, which means more streaming hoops, more celebrity scoops, more posts, more boasts, more webcam, more Cousin Pam. By delivering more speed, we make the web more fun. Moreover, it doesn't cost more. To learn more or sign up today, visit charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Your favorite word is not rutabaga, shimmy, or Xanadu. No, your favorite word is free, because it makes other words better, like guilt-free, termite-free, and faster internet speeds for free. That's what Charter customers just got, allowing them to feel footloose and fancy-free as they download more freely. Don't have Charter Internet? Feel free to sign up at charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
Have you ever worked with Coastal Computers? Coastal Computers is here for the small business. The small business that needs computers, technology, and networking to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. They're here for the small business that needs to get it right the first time, who can't afford the pain and the horror stories that we've all heard about. Coastal Computers has been making the tough stuff easy for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're worth a call at 543-9047. Call 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com. ccslo.com right now. The small business favorite's favorite, ccslo.com. Coastal Computers.
ccslo.com. ccslo.com. Hi, you're Bill Banker. Now we're going to do, we're going to do happy birthdays first. That's what we're going to do first. Happy birthday to you, and then what happened on this day in history. So we have that. They're having that. What is it, 100 days to the Olympics? And they had some of the people in the first Olympics that were, modern Olympics, that were on, and they're all 112. That was kind of fun. All right, here's what happened today, according to the Tribune. Our highlight in history on April 18th, 1942, an air squadron from the USS Hornet, led by Lieutenant Colonel James H. Doodle, raided Tokyo and other Japanese cities during World War II. This date in 1775, Paul Revere began his famous ride from Charlestown to Lexington, Massachusetts, where an American colonist of the British were coming. In 1906, a devastating earthquake struck San Fran, following by raging fires. Estimated the final death toll ranged between 3,000 and 6,000. In 1910, suffragettes showed up at the U.S. Capitol with 500,000 signatures demanding that women have the right to vote. 1934, the first laundromat called a washateria opened in Fort Worth, Texas. 10 years ago, police arrested actor Robert Blake in the shooting death of his wife, Bonnie Lee Bakley, nearly a year before, and he got off. On birthday's day, actor James Woods is 65, actor Rick Moranis is 59, talk show host Conan O'Brien is 49, reality TV star Kourtney Kardashian is 33, and actress America Ferreira is 28. So I'm going to say happy birthday to them, and happy birthday to you, and to Ugly Betty, and to you, if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Calcos News right now brings you these stories. I'm Bill Banker reporting. Medicare fraud is being battled by a year-long experiment with competitive bidding for wheelchairs, diabetic supplies, and personal medical equipment, and the results appear to show significant savings of taxpayer dollars. According to government officials, the effort already has saved more than $200 million for Medicare, and the nine-city experimental plan will now be expanded. Riverside was the only California city participating in the program, and that's $200 million, just one city. The medical supply industry reacted with a strong protest threatening a shortage of equipment for patients and claiming economic hardship for small suppliers. Few patient complaints have been received regarding the new program. In 10 years, according to government study, the plan can save more than $26 billion by eliminating one of the more wasteful features of Medicare, beneficiaries receiving unnecessary and excessive supplies and equipment. And the bid process is how everybody else has to do things in California, so I'm not quite sure why people are upset. It keeps the honest people honest, is the idea. I'm moving right along. The Democrats in the Assembly Public Safety Committee killed a proposal Tuesday that would have made sexual relations and communication between teachers and students a felony. When the participants are adults. Assemblywoman Kristen Olsten introduced her bill in response to a recent incident in which teacher James Hooker, 41, and an 18-year-old student moved in together following her graduation. Both claimed the relationship was not sexual before she turned 18. Expressing concern about the constitutionality of the proposal, committee chairman Tom Amiano said he was bothered by the Modesto incident but said he thought there was too many other problems with the bill. I feel it's not fully baked, he said. The plan also would have deprived teachers found in violation of pension benefits as well as criminal sanctions. Will not have affected cases retroactively. Hooker and the girl are no longer living together, and he has been arrested for a sexual relationship with another student years ago. Years ago. And that's what's happening with that particular sexual situation with CalcoastNews.com. But we have another coming up.
CalcoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Colorful an afternoon can be, with prices that give us more spring per dollar and make even more of our gardens and our spring. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Here's what a lot of you are talking about today. It is trending. The woman who did not work for Bobby Petrino, didn't work for him, the former football coach at the University of Arkansas. Her name is Christiane Harder. She wanted the job that Jessica Durrell now has, student development coordinator for Arkansas's football program. However, Durrell is now on paid leave after the university says it learned Petrino was having an affair with her while he recommended her for the job. Petrino has been fired. In this article for Sports Illustrated, a young woman by the name of Christiane Harder, who consults for Western Kentucky's football program, writes, quote, how Jessica Durrell hurt all women trying to work in college football. Harder ends the article, quote, perception is reality. Because of Jessica Durrell's actions, there will be a greater suspicion of all the women who apply and interview for these jobs. Sadly, we don't need another excuse to be unfairly scrutinized, end quote. I want to bring in Nancy Hogshead Makar. She is a law professor in Florida and senior directory of advocacy. Easy for me to say, at the Women's Sports Foundation. Nancy, you read the article. I read the article. Do you think Christiane is right here? Do you think this 25-year-old Jessica Durrell totally, totally hurt women in trying to get careers in football now?
Well, Christiane is working in a world that's a Mad Men world, where this is a 98% male world. So in an environment like that, anything that one woman does or doesn't do reflects off on the larger group. Now, the issue that I have with what she said was that she's really focused on the woman rather than thinking about there is no way that this woman, that Jessica, would have gotten this job had it not been for her lover.
There you go. That's pretty obvious right there. I don't know if that's obvious or not. Tell you the truth, she might have got the job. Anyway, back we got women in the news again. All right, now this was a huge story today, and let me bring it up here. And I'll just read it from here. I made a copy of the one from the LA Times. It was weird. I was on the LA Times website when it popped up this morning. Photos of U.S. soldiers posing with bodies of suspected Afghan insurgents, they put urgents, published Wednesday by the Los Angeles Times, depict behavior that absolutely violates U.S. regulations and values, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said Wednesday. This is not who we are. It's certainly not who we represent when it comes to the great majority of men and women in uniform who are serving there. Two photos published by the paper among 18 provided by a U.S. soldier who wanted to draw attention to the safety risk of a breakdown in leadership and discipline, according to the Times. Military said an investigation is underway. So they actually what happened was, so there was two different situations. There was one where insurgents were just killed trying to insurge, and they sort of posed with them with their arm around, weird. And then this one that they've sort of blocked out a bit is the lower half of what's left of a bomber who was trying to plant an IED, and it went off prematurely, meaning in his hands. I have a number of different thoughts on this. One, Leon Panetta keeps saying for the fourth time now in the last year that this is not how we act. Apparently, I'm beginning to wonder if you're serving 3-4 tours of duty overseas, maybe that is how we act. Maybe that's how soldiers react when they're put in combat for that long. And it could well be so. And to say, well, we're not like that is maybe just a fantasy, that because maybe we're exactly like that. Then you have the other situation, and you say how much pressure is on these guys. Here in Nicholas D. Kristof's article today, more than 6,500 veterans are logged every year. It's an epidemic of people dying. And there's more people killing themselves in the military than there are being killed by the enemy. And so it's another way to look at this, I think, is to say, you know, instead of immediately criticizing everything, and I'm not saying, you know, that I'm not sure it should be criticized exactly. How happy do you think the soldiers would be to have some guy kill himself trying to plant an IED that would eventually kill one of them? So I don't find that it's odd that they react that way. Another thing is, instead of always apologizing, maybe sometimes we should use it to our advantage. Now, if they were to take these photographs of a guy that's what's left of a guy that's one was a suicide bomber, and the other was the people that got blown up by their own IED, put those on display. Put those on the let the Taliban see that, and say, you know, it sounds good, but this is how you end up. You know, it sounds good, but this is what you look like when you're done. And perhaps would dissuade some people from becoming suicide bombers. Anyway, it's just I weep for the guys coming home. I really mean that. I think they're just the part of this article in the Tribune today, this opinion piece, was basically saying, you know, the VA is doing better, but if you got 6,500 veterans killing themselves, how good can they be doing? And being very familiar with people who have PTSD, I can tell you it's an amazing, sad struggle for these people. It just really is. They're very isolated and very depressed. So anyhow, that's that whole story today. What else could I do on the internet today? So I was in the New York Times, and then this was a Christian Science Monitor had this to say, voters in Southern Arizona's 8th Congressional District on Tuesday night chose Republican Jesse Kelly to face former Gabrielle Giffords aide Ron Barber, a Democrat, in a special election to replace the wounded ex-Congresswoman. Barber and Kelly will face off in the special general election in June, but two opponents have already started the war of words. Barber said Kelly has the wrong priorities for Southern Arizona's middle-class families and seniors. He supports a radical tax plan that would increase taxes by 23% for middle-class families. He said that Medicare should be eliminated and Social Security should be phased out. Barber said, I'm running to rebuild Southern California's middle class. I think that's how the race is engaged. So that's really that's special right there. That's what we should do, eliminate Social Security after everybody's paid for it. Okay, that's a good idea. Now, here's another thing that was kind of interesting. This was also from Christian Science Monitor. This is but this is in all the papers right now, and on TV and everywhere. You know, they had this Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing, And so this was, and then they had another music festival this weekend in Coachella. And so when slain rapper Tupac Shakur turned up alongside Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg at the Coachella Music Festival this weekend, he stunned fans with his rendition of Hail Mary and two of America's Most Wanted. Many wondered how the rapper gunned down in Vegas in 96 could be brought to such convincing life in what is not merely a projection of a previous performance, but in fact a new creation. The act, which would be reprised this upcoming weekend as the fruit of 19th century mirror tricks, and a Hollywood special effects giant, Digital Domain, which aged Brad Pitt for The Curious Case of Benjamin Buttons. So I think I told you a long time ago, I had been reading that, you know, they were trying, people are working as we speak, you know, they got 3D televisions kind of coming out, you know, but this would so usurp that, and that's holographic television. And so you would be put someplace in the scene of what you're watching. And you would be able to go around the scene and see it, and it would be, it's freaky. I got to tell you, it's freaky. But I see no reason why it can't continue and why they won't do it. So it's really quite amazing to me. Anyway, that's how you get a dead guy to sing. The computers right there. You just do the computers. Right, here's something I want to play for you. What I want to do? Well, I want to read this for you. Here it is, right here. All right. Paul TurboTax, who does my taxes, he sent me this. He's from Minnesota. He's from Minnesota. I'm not going to try to really do a Minnesota accent, but he said, here's the Ten Commandments Minnesota style. 1, there's only one God, you know. 2, don't make that fish on your mantle an idol. 3, cussing ain't Minnesota nice. 4, go to church even when you're up north. 5, honor your folks. 6, don't kill, catch and release. 7, there's only one Lena for every ollie, no cheating. 8, if it ain't near looped fish, don't take it. 9, don't be bragging about how much snow you shoveled. And 10, keep your mind off of your neighbor's hot dish.
Yeah, that's right, another Mongo commercial. You got a problem with that? I didn't think so. Let me take you for a walk through the Mongo weekly menu. Let's start with burger and beer Monday for only $8. At 10 p.m., we got a DJ spinning massive reggae. Then there's Taco Tuesday. Well, why not? Everybody else is doing it. At 9 p.m., we kick off karaoke. Also, we got Wild Wing Wednesday. Some people do that too, but ours is better. Next is Slider Thursday. At 9 p.m., come dance to the vinyl spinning milk crate klepto. Friday and Saturday offers live music. Check our Facebook for showtimes. Saturday and Sunday, we serve breakfast from 10 a.m. till 1. We show all sports on 6 flat screens with surround sound. Come down and watch your favorite athlete. Mine's that punch-drunk Italian stallion Rocky Balboa.
I'm not punchy. I just got what you call a relaxed brain.
Yeah, not too many words, Rocco, huh?
You know, Mongo, you got a pretty big mouth, you know?
Yeah, I know. All right, listen, this is what I want you to do. Come down to Mongo's in Grover Beach on the corner of 4th and Grand. I'll send Rocky after you. Right, Rock?
Hey, yo, Adrian, we're going to Mongo's.
The Dr. Ronald Hoffman Show is sponsored by San Luis Obispo's Natural Foods Co-op.
Hi, I'm Michael, manager of the Natural Foods Co-op in San Luis Obispo. We are a non-corporate, community-owned grocery store that offers a healthy alternative place to shop. At the Natural Foods Co-op, you'll find local organic produce and local pasture-raised meats, as well as organic grocery and bulk items. We have a large supplement section, as well as a bulk herb department with over 250 items. In the 37 years we've been in business, our goal has been to provide high-quality, healthy foods and supplements at the lowest prices possible. We have a friendly, knowledgeable staff that can help you with all your questions. Co-op members enjoy a discount at the register and better prices on special orders. However, we are open to the public and a membership is not required to shop. Come by and check us out at 745 Francis Avenue, right off Broad Street in San Luis Obispo. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7, closed on Sundays. Mention this ad and we'll give you a free t-shirt with your groceries. Natural Foods Co-op with San Luis Obispo. Everyone can shop, anyone can join.
David Poor Adeline. Richard Clayton, Mizuno. Hi, I'm Bill. Talk to Steve, Friends and Neighbors Network, and this is News and Commentary with Bill. Thank you for joining me today, Wednesday. Tomorrow, the Dodgers play Milwaukee, I believe it is, Milwaukee, yuppie, and it's going to be at around 10 o'clock in the morning. So I shan't be here tomorrow. Now, I got we have a Facebook. It's a KYNS Facebook page, and so I read, you know, what people have to say there. And I received a compliment on how good I do with some of the Spencer's ads, and so I was really pleased with that. So I want to remind you about Spencer's because they have lots of good things going on. And let me tell you what the special deal is starting tomorrow. That way you can be ready for it, even though I'm not here to tell you about it. And so tomorrow they have a 12-pack of Shastik soft drinks for $2.69, Morehouse yellow mustard, 79 cents, Demonic tomato ketchup, 2 for $3, Cottage Hearth gourmet hot dog buns for $1.99, Heinz deli hot dog or sweet relish, 2 for $3, rice chips, Lundberg rice chips are $1.99, natural organic peanut butter is $2.99, organic pastas, $3.19. And you can also save on other wonderful things. Plus, they have, let me tell you this in the produce department, local iceberg lettuce, 3 for $1. 3 for $1. And lean cuisinis are 5 for $10, just $2 each. So that's just some of the great things that are going on at Spencer's Fresh Market in 5 locations on the Central Coast, Santa Maria, Aurora Grande, Atascadero, Morro Bay, San Luis Obispo. Don't forget, they can put a lunch together for you. Other kinds of sandwiches they can make, and you got stuff there. It's salads, it's the whole thing's good. All right, other things. Here's another thing. This was in the New York Times that I found kind of interesting. I'm not sure I get this, but I see what I'm reading, but I'm still not sure. China's considering repatriating the last Western detainee at Guantanamo after receiving a completed transfer application. Canada's Public Safety Ministry said in a statement Wednesday that a decision will be made in accordance with Canadian law. Omar Kadar pleaded guilty in 2010 to killing U.S. soldiers and was eligible to return to Canada from Guantanamo Bay last October under terms of a plea deal. Canadian government officials says the U.S. asked Canada for a diplomatic favor by repatriating Kadar, and Canada previously agreed to look favorably at the request. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because, of course, they weren't supposed to be talking to people. So what does this mean? They're going to repatriate the guy? Does that mean he can then be arrested? No, this is in Guantanamo. They're having trials in Guantanamo. So I'd say the truth. I don't get that. Okay, there's more than there that meets the eye. It's a State Department thing. I'll tell you stuff. Here, I have to tell you something. President Obama is going to, if these events continue to happen where he's getting shot in the foot by his own troops, for one, his GSA, for there's another one, as these scandals continue to swirl around Washington right now, it puts him in bad stead, although he's almost dead even with Mitt Romney now as far as popularity. But that's not going to last. Things don't change. I would hope that between now, I would hope for the Democrats that between now and the election that nothing new pops up, because it can only get ugly. Now here's something that's going on that I think is really quite fascinating. If I can find it for you, here's what's happening. The envoys' wives in plea to Syria's first lady, two wives of the British and German ambassadors in the UN. Take on Syria's first lady in an online video calling on this woman's, Mrs. Assad, because I don't know how to say her first name, to stop your husband. So here's what they're trying to do, and we can see if we can get this to come up here and tell us about it. We might have a spot first, but we'll see.
At some point in the many lives of a dollar, it will be a dollar saved by somebody who switched to Esurance. Like dollar karma. Being online, Esurance saves dollars that come back as more dollars for you. So, karmerific. Esurance. Click or call.
Ivan, tell us a little bit, what kind of impact could Asma al-Assad even have?
Well, I mean, this is definitely a new, unusual pressure tactic we're seeing. A video produced by the wives of the ambassadors of Germany and France to the United Nations, really seeking to go for the proverbial gut of the Syrian First Lady's conscience at a time when a coalition of more than 50 countries, representatives of 50 countries, have gathered in France for a so-called Friends of Syria meeting, an anti-Assad coalition there. and at a time when Turkey has reportedly indicated it might push for Article 5 of a NATO charter at an upcoming NATO meeting in the NATO headquarters, perhaps suggesting that the Syrian military has threatened Turkey and thus has threatened all of the members of NATO. But here we have this new kind of video really calling out the Syrian First Lady and accusing her of being complicit in what the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights has said could be crimes against humanity. Take a look at this.
Stand up for peace, Asma. Speak out now for the sake of your people. Stop your husband and his supporters. Stop being a bystander.
Now, is this likely to have any impact? Probably no. The Syrian First Lady has not made very many public appearances, but when she has stood very much by her husband and with the Syrian regime. Now, she's been perhaps a disappointment to some because she was profiled glowingly in an issue of Vogue magazine last month called the Desert Rose, and she was perceived to be a Western-educated, sophisticated, very glamorous woman. But she has increasingly come under criticism for siding with the Syrian regime and her husband as, again, the United Nations Commissioner for Human Rights has repeatedly accused her husband and this government of possible crimes against humanity.
All right, so there you go. Her name, I just lost it. Anyway, so it's an interesting story, and to try to put pressure on her name is Asma al-Assad, and to try to put pressure on her to see if they can accomplish anything, which I don't think is going to work because she seems to be more concerned about, you know, videos and stuff than what's going on. All right, here's an interesting thing that's coming on Sunday, as you may well know. We have the inaugural San Luis Obispo Marathon. Sorry, it's 26 miles. And there's the marathon, the half marathon. And these are, I'm pretty sure, all runners, right? I think everybody's running, yeah. Now, here's something, though, that I find curious. And there's a lot of people along the route. You know, there's from Tang Farm Road to Orchid, and there's a lot of closure. There'll be all of Orchid Road to Biddle Ranch Road will be closed because it's too hard to see over the curves and the bends and the hills. So, but here's the thing I don't know about, I find it really curious. So the people then go up to Tiffany Ranch Road, across to Corbett Canyon Road, from Corbett Canyon Road down to Biddle Ranch Road, and then back across. And some of the businesses, which are like the vineyards, like Edna Valley Vineyards, forget it. You're not doing anything this weekend unless a runner says, okay, I'm tired, and I'm going to pull in there and get myself a glass of wine. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. But the thing that I don't know is, I find curious, is are they going to close from Price, well, let's see, well, from Corbett Canyon Road, all the way up Corbett Canyon to, actually to 227, are they going to close that to Biddle Road? Because, you know, remember, the farmer's market, all of 227 had to move to South Street because of farmer's market. You could not close down a state highway. Can they close down a state highway for this? A section of state highway? I just wonder, because, you know, that was a big issue at one time. So we'll find out. All right, other things going on. Oh, here's the thing. Oh, you're ready? I got to share this with you. Kim Kardashian is mulling running for mayor of Glendale. What'd they do to deserve that? Anyway, she's serious. She's maybe in 2012 or 2017, she said. Maybe I could be mayor of Glendale in 2017. It's just hard to imagine it. Other things that are going on. What's his name? Axl Rose apologized for not showing up for the induction of his band, Guns N' Roses, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And most people didn't really notice that he wasn't there and didn't care. But, yeah, it's all right to give it a shot. All right. And yesterday we had a story in the news we didn't get to about Tom Petty's guitars were stolen, and then police identified and arrested a guy named Daryl Emmett of Washington, 51, Daryl Emmett Washington is his name, I'm sorry, 51 of Los Angeles, a private security guard at the Culver Studio lot. Police Chief Don Pruderson said the break in the case came when the suspect pawned one of the guitars at a Hollywood pawn shop for $250. Peterson said the stolen guitars are collectively worth, are you ready, $100,000. And Howard Stern filed a lawsuit against Sirius, and it was $300 million, saying he was supposed to get a chunk of profits or whatever, who knows. Anyway, the judge threw it out, and so he says he's disappointed and he's really bummed, but he plans to appeal. All right. Anything else? Oh, Lord. All right. Now, I have phone numbers. In case you ever want to react to any of these things, you know, you can. At 786-2578, 786-2578, or 1-866-937-1340. That's 1-866-937-1340. South Dakota prison inmate is suing the hospital where he was circumcised as a newborn, saying he only recently became aware that he had undergone the procedure and that it robbed him of his sexual prowess. I would think when you go to prison, you will discover right away that there's a difference between men. Well, he wants to have his foreskin reinstated, you know, and he's suing for $1,000. And he wants to have his unit put back to normal. And he said he claims an unknown doctor misled his mother to believe that the procedure was medically necessary. Yeah, you know, you hear it here first, right here. It's just unbelievable. Now this is something we've all been waiting to hear about. And that is state regulation of marijuana providers clears a hurdle. A California Assembly Committee Tuesday passed a bill to create state oversight for pot businesses as its chairman implored the legislature to act to stave off federal raids on medical marijuana providers. The worst public policy choice for Californians is to sit idly by doing nothing and let this failed war on medical cannabis continue unchecked, Democrats said. This was Tom Amiano. And so despite clearing his committee, Amiano's Assembly Bill 2312 faces long odds of reaching the desk of Governor Jerry Brown because of strong opposition. Why there's strong opposition is hard to understand because, see, the citizens voted for Prop 215. I don't know. When will it ever end? All right, let's see who this one is. Oh, okay. This is on the ridiculous. This is texting while walking. A lot of us think the whole texting thing is a little bit odd, but here it is.
Oil sands projects like Curl and the Keystone Pipeline will provide secure and reliable energy to the United States. Over the coming years, projects like these could create more than 500,000 jobs in the U.S. alone. From the Canadian border, through the Midwest, to the Gulf Coast, benefiting hundreds of thousands of families throughout the country. This is just what our economy needs right now.
Time now for the ridiculous, and tonight we're adding the dangers of texting while walking. Let me tell you a little something about living here in the big city, the Big Apple, as we call it, New York City. You walk everywhere, and it's a challenge. You have to navigate through the throngs of tourists who stop in the middle of the sidewalk, who walk incredibly slowly. You have to cross the streets without getting hit by a taxi. You got to dodge random puddles of urine, both canine and human. And to add to that, nowadays, 8 out of 10 people aren't even looking where they're going, drifting to and fro without a care in the world, just texting away. But I think we finally have stumbled upon a solution to the texting while walking problem. The answer comes from a suburb of Los Angeles, and it is brilliant in its simplicity. Bears.
He came down that driveway, down Mayfield, and now he's on Briggs, and now it looks like he's turning into another driveway here. We're going to kind of maneuver around and see if we can get another shot of him. But, yeah, he would definitely... Uh-oh, okay, we got someone, a resident there.
I guarantee you that guy is going to think long and hard before texting while walking again. You know, on account of the 400-pound bear on the loose factor. Here's what he had to say, the guy, that is, not the bear.
I was texting my boss that I would be late from work. Something is going on, and I'm coming down the stairs, and I see the bear coming up the stairs towards me. So I turned back and ran for my life.
I can see it now. Texty the Bear. Only you can prevent sidewalk collisions. We should just bring him on the texters. Frankly, I think it's the only way people are going to learn. They certainly haven't been deterred by videos of people texting and walking right into poles on Canadian television. Nor have they been deterred by the cautionary tale of the woman we like to call Fountain Lady. She's literally a walking PSA for the pitfalls of texting in motion. You've probably seen the video. It's all over the internet. She's walking through a mall in Pennsylvania, texting and walking and texting, and OMG, falls right into the fountain. Now, Fountain Lady was not hurt, thankfully, but she got a lawyer anyway and went on Good Morning America with a grave message for us all.
Do not text and walk. The fountain could have been empty. I could have been in the hospital. I could have walked into a bus, you know, got hit by a car. It can happen anywhere.
P.S., the fountain wasn't empty. She didn't go to the hospital, and there were no buses or cars driving through the mall that day. But still, listen, a valuable lesson, no doubt about it. So take heed, New Yorkers. Please stop texting and just watch where you're going. If you can't do it out of respect for your fellow pedestrians, maybe a few strategically placed bears will do the trick.
The guy was texting, all of a sudden looks up and there's a bear right in front of him. Now here, and by the way, that lady, she's suing them all. She's going to sue them all. And there's the lawyer sitting next to her, and you got to ask yourself, what kind of person has that, the kind of personality that would say, yeah, let's go sue the mall because you were texting and fell in a pool? All right. So, and here they had a protest in Washington, and they say, here's a girl holding up a sign that says, I will work for the GSA, and there's a guy in a clown suit behind him. I don't know where people have the time to do these things that they do, you know. I don't even have access to a clown suit, but the GSA sounds like it's really a pip to work for right now. Other things. Now, listen to this. So here I was telling you about the president, and, you know, things can't keep going wrong. If things go wrong around him, then he's going to have problems. And this is another, oh my gosh. Details emerge on U.S. decisions in Chinese scandal. The U.S. consulate chose not to give asylum to a man who told of corruption and murder. This guy was the vice mayor of an area there in China. And so he went to the American embassy and he sought asylum, fearing for his life, even as Chinese security forces quickly surrounded the building. So you can imagine how he felt. Instead, after a frantic debate that reached the White House, Wang stayed until he could arrange for an official in the Ministry of Public Safety in Beijing to come 36 hours later and escort him past the security cordon outside to safety, or more likely, custody. He's not been heard from since. So this is really weird. And this was and he talked about a British citizen being killed. So they want to look into this whole thing, and it's just craziness. The concern was, how could we possibly get him out of here safely? When you walk into a U.S. embassy and you're on American soil, that's not the issue of how you're going to get them out. And the issue certainly is, well, we'll throw them out. We'll have them escorted out. We'll have them escorted out, and therefore he can then get arrested and shot. So it's another, it's just another, well, we'll be hearing more about this, I can guarantee you. It's just not cool. All right. Governor Brown, he's saying, I'm fed up and I'm not going to take it anymore with some of this stuff right here. Reports on kangaroo harvest and used tires. Brown says, ditch them. The governor wants to eliminate 718 state reports to save money. We have kangaroo harvest because we import kangaroo skin in some of the shoes or something we wear, so we have to know about that. There's a monthly report on the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake. Just absurd stuff. Another requirement directs Kyle Tran's report on the use of used tires. The state said it will continue to make recycling information public but not turn an informal report. So anyway, what do we have? 300 and some odd agencies in the country? In the state, I mean? 300 some odd agencies, I think, is in the state. Let's start closing them down. Closing them down. Because I don't think we need all those. All right. And this won't surprise you when I tell you that the U.S. campuses accept more out-of-state students because they pay three times what a state resident pays. So, of course, they're going to take more out-of-state students. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? All right. Are you kidding? Let's see what else is up here. I got to tell you what's going on here. Now, supposedly the Secret Service that was involved in all this debauchery and whatnot were not the president's personal bodyguards. because he doesn't like to party. So that's probably why. U.S. troops. Okay, we got that. Pippa's friend regrets the gun incident, you know, with the guy that had the gun drawn at the paparazzi. Anyway, all of a sudden now she's in the news for all kinds of things, and it's like, it's just, I don't understand, but that's the way. You may have heard about this lady that took her three-week-old baby to into a clinic, pediatric clinic, and when she came out, somehow she got in a some kind of a scuffle with another lady, and the other lady shot her and then ran her over with her car. So the mother's dead. Now you have this three-week-old baby. So the three-week-old baby, I guess, is in good hands, and the other woman's been arrested. All right. Now, this is it's just a turkoff. The people have spent a lot of money on the golf clubs. Okay. Chinese golfer, are you ready? Chinese golfer 13 to make European Tour history. So that's what's going on right there. Most 13-year-old boys would be happy to win their local golf club's junior tournament, but Guan Tian Lang isn't like other boys. The Chinese prodigy is set to make history this week when he smashes the record for the youngest player in a European Tour event. On Thursday, the world junior champion will tee off at the Volvo China Open at the tender age of just 13 and 177 days, shattering the record set by Taiwan's Lo Shi Kao, who was 103 days older when he played at the 2003 Hong Kong Open. So there it is. Guan, interesting enough, failed to narrowly missed out in a qualifying event 3 weeks ago, but at the last minute clearance by the China Golf Association has given the schoolboy the go-ahead. So, golf's fascinating to me. I tell you the truth. People that play it fascinate me. Because you turn on the Masters and whatnot, you see how the very best people that play golf can play golf, and then the attitude you have to go out there with is, well, I'm never going to be that good, but if I can, you know, have a handicap of only, let's say, 15, you know, that makes me a pretty good golfer. I don't think that's very satisfying for me. No. But, you know, people like to spend the money on stuff and do that. Okay, that was just one of the stories we had. I thought I'd mention it. Coming up, because every now and then I like to hit the headlines and see what they're doing. See, because stuff pops up new all the time. A Florida judge disqualified himself from the criminal case involving the neighborhood watch volunteer who fatally shot the 17-year-old boy, and we're going to find that out why now. She's a young judge. And here's what she said. Excuse me. A Florida judge yesterday approved a motion to disqualify herself from the criminal case involving the neighborhood watch thing with Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. The offensive team for George Zimmerman requested Monday that the Seminole Circuit Court Judge Jessica Roxletter, who was assigned to Zimmerman's case, be removed after she revealed that her husband works with a CNN legal analyst. Zimmerman's defense attorney, Mark O'Mara, said Monday that he was confident the motion would be granted. Rex Leiter said in the decision that while findings on each basis were legally insufficient disqualification, the cumulative effect for the events and the totality of the circumstance provide a legally sufficient basis for the court to grant the motion to disqualify. A statement came from the court that said that. Yeah. I really don't have to, but, you know, why muck it up is what they're saying. So good for her. It's just being, you know, there's judges, their egos are all craziness, and you know, they'd have to fight that and say no. Because it's going to be a very famous case. All right, other things that are happening. Other things that are going on in our world. I was trying to think what else I've come across accidentally. Best Buy closeout deals are going to be happening, and they're not closing our Best Buy, so if you need something, I guess you can go buy it. Watergate figure Coulson near death. Uh, Watergate figure Chuck Colson reportedly near death. He is a brain hemorrhage early this month, a media representative said Wednesday. It's with a heavy but hopeful heart that I share with you that appears to our friend, brother, and founder will soon be home with the Lord, said Jim Liskey, CEO of Prison Fellowship Ministries, which Colson founded, in a statement. And for those of us locally, I extend my sympathies to the family of, and I was so sorry to see this, Bob Vincent passed away at 78. And if you're a fan of the Creole Syncopators, Bob was on K-Free in Fresno. He was on, it worked at Case Lie here in San Luis. He was just a well-known guy. And eventually I think he went to work for the TV selling television. But just a well-known guy. His wife, his first wife preceded him in death, and that was a tragedy way back when that happened. And then she used to organize the wheelchair basketball games that we'd play with people in wheelchairs, and then we'd have us idiots out there falling on our heads constantly trying to beat them, which we couldn't do. So I started to see that happening. Now, this is entertainment news, but it's interesting entertainment news. Slow Brewing brings music to the Fremont Historic Theater in downtown San Luis Obispo, becoming its third concert venue. So, for instance, the first concert is going to be in the Fremont is former Fleetwood Mac lead guitarist Lindsey Buckingham on May 8th. So they're actually going to use the Fremont Theater to do concerts. Slow Brew, they're right there. So that's kind of cool, I think. And then Jen Silent, an award-winning documentary film dealing the increased isolation of aging gays and lesbians seeking health care, will be shown April 29th at 2 p.m. in the San Luis Obispo Public Library Community Room. Tickets are $10 and can be purchased by calling 541-4252. Senior Advocacy and Community Education and Training Program of the Central Coast Gay and Lesbian Alliance will show the documentary. It's very interesting. It says that after the Stonewall riots of 1969, they're now just afraid but dangerously isolated, according to a news release from Gala. Jen Silent is a powerful film that puts a face on what experts in the film call an epidemic: lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender seniors still afraid of discrimination in health care and being forced to retreat back into the closet. Screen is open all. Gator representative said it's especially relevant to the healthcare professionals, long-term and in-home care providers, and lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender seniors and their allies. So if you're an ally, get with it. And then this is interesting that's going to happen. The County Cal Fire is scheduled to host an open house Saturday from 11 to 3. The firefighters will host a free barbecue lunch, and educational activities are planned throughout the Avila Valley Fire Station. Company 62 is sponsoring a food drive. Also, all canned food and monetary donations will be made to the Food Bank Coalition of San Luis Obispo County, according to a news release. The station is at 1551 Sparrow Street off of San Luis Bay Drive. So if you haven't, like, been sexually, bothered by anybody, you haven't had people say things around you that you'd be minded and you want to get a shot at it, you can go to this open house and barbecue and see if they'll do it for you.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. An American cultural icon has died. Dick Clark had a massive heart attack in Santa Monica, California, according to his publicist. CBS's Dave Barrett remembers.
Dick Clark helped America rock and roll. He hosted American Bandstand for 32 years, helping to make rock and roll a mainstream part of American culture. Clark emceed Pyramid and other game shows, plus TV specials, all with a smooth style and seemingly eternal youthfulness.
If you're exhilarated by what you do, if you find every day exciting, and you have something to look forward to, that'll keep you going a lot longer than if you just atrophy in your old age.
And he also kept busy producing shows like the American Music Awards, the Golden Globes, and countless blooper specials. I'm Dave Barrett, CBS News.
Dick Clark was 82. There's change at the top of the trial of Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman in Florida, the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. Let's go live now to Orlando. CBS's Peter King.
Judge Jessica Rexidler, within the past half hour, said the combination of two mitigating factors led to her decision. Rexidler's husband works with an attorney that George Zimmerman first approached to represent him. That same attorney now analyzes the case for a national news organization. The new judge, a 15-year veteran, tends to move quickly. Judge Kenneth Lester Jr. says he still plans to hold George Zimmerman's bond hearing this Friday morning. Harley?
Embarrassing. Apologies again from the Obama administration over photographs from Afghanistan 2 years old. These photos in the Los Angeles Times of soldiers from the 82nd Airborne with the remains of an Afghan roadside bomber whose explosive went off early.
Well, the Army found out about these photos about a month ago and immediately brought in their criminal investigative division. So this case has been under investigation for a full month, and Army officials say that most of the soldiers in the photos have been identified.
CBS's David Martin. New York Times says one of the women at the focus of the Secret Service scandal talked to them, saying the agent was very discreet. She had no idea he was with the U.S. government at the time, not until the story went global there in Colombia. The EPA has new air pollution rules on fracking, hydraulic cracking of rocks deep underground to let the natural gas into the wells.
We're talking about making in my opinion, a clean industry even cleaner.
That's Professor Timothy Considine at the University of Wyoming. Drillers have about 2 years to develop ways to reduce emissions. A new study from Rush University gives older people another tool to avoid dementia. Exercise. Keep the blood moving through the brain.
Any physical activity, it ramps up the amount of energy you've expended during the course of the day, can be beneficial.
Dr. Aaron Buckman at Rush Medical Center, he says exercise helps even for people more than 80 years old. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 84 points. NASDAQ lost 9. This is CBS News.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
If new legislation passes in Washington, for-profit colleges won't be able to use your money to advertise their educations.
Two Senate Democrats want to stop for-profit colleges from spending so much taxpayer money on advertising. An investigation led by Senator Tom Harkin found that more than 80% of the revenue at these for-profit schools come from federal student loans and grants, and the biggest spend a whopping 30% on advertising to recruit more students. He and Senator Kay Hagan want to ban any federal money from being used for marketing, but previous attempts to crack down on for-profit colleges have been quickly shut down by intense lobbying from the industry. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
You force your way into someone's home to rob them, and even though you have a weapon, it is a stressful job. In Bay City, Michigan, police found the home invader's cell phone at the scene. He had left it there in his haste to get away and has been sentenced now to prison, up to 15 years for doing that. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
An idea is born, but your team lives worlds apart. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy way to meet online and face-to-face with high-definition video. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, share screens in real time, and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings. Savings!
My much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Bandstand right there. Dick Clark passed away of a massive stroke here just a short time ago, and what a part of our, although those of us that are baby boomers, what a huge part of our lives he was too, and all the people that were on Bandstand. This is a June 11th, 1960, real short interview with Dick Clark and Bobby Darin. I don't know what it's going to take to make this work. More than I've got. Hello? Are you going to play for me? No, you're not going to play for me. Okay, never mind. We'll have that another time. We'll put something together for maybe Friday. All right. I think I told you one time that I met, and I was fascinated by this, my wife knew a guy, and we ran into him, and he was a professional dancer. He was one of the dancers that got paid on American Bandstand. Yeah, so the ones that were really good were really paid, which I had never any idea until she introduced me to this man. I didn't know. And I've told the story. Stranger yet, I met this man on a Saturday, and he passed away that Monday. And he looked okay. So, the world's weird. Hi, you're Bill. This is Talk Is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network. I do news and commentary for a couple hours a day, and I talk about what's going on in the news and why it's going on and what else should be going on that isn't going on. That's what we do. Here's Voices' opinion today from the survey, Critical Understand the Risk of Diablo Canyon. So they're doing this, of course, earthquake mapping and fault mapping. And, of course, the person that that said, well, I'm not happy about this because is the woman, Lori French, who's a longtime commissioner for commercial fishermen's wife, Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce director, Morro Bay Harbor Festival director, Central Coast Women for Fisheries past director, on it goes. And she's saying it's really going to screw up the fishing. So there was a guy, she talked about a guy scuba diving a number of years ago when they were doing this, and he was 10 miles away, and he had to get out of the water. Because you know the water magnifies sound, so it's really somebody's always I hate to say it this way, but it's in order to please one group of people, another group of people generally has to suffer. It doesn't generally work though. You can just make everybody happy. Here they had an editorial today about departure of Scolaris is a painful loss. Nick Thompson, who owns the Scolaris buildings in Paso, San Luis Obispo, and Santa Barbara, also submitted an application to develop a new market in the village of Arroyo Grande, which has been without a grocery store since JJ's Market shut down more than 3 years ago. That's good news. We strongly encourage owners of the properties as well as public officials in these communities to do all they can to lessen the blow of losing Scolaris by bringing in new grocery tenants. And here's the thing. When you stop and think about it, and they say, of course, it's really inconvenient for some people because the next closest thing is going to be quite a ways away. And so here we have the price of gas, what it is and all that. And I'm trying to think of the closest store. Yeah, the closest store to Scolaris in San Luis Obispo would probably be Vons on Broad Street. And that's a good little hike. So... But the only thing we don't have that I know of, except A&P, is what's the real yippy skippy markets they have down in L.A. in the rich sections there? Happy Fresh Market or something, I forget what it's called. Anyway, but we can't afford those anyway, so we'll see what happens. People are really kind of upset about just a lot of stuff, a lot of issues that are in the news right now that we drag out, and so here's one person, guy who is talking about Charles Krauthammer, and who thinks in 2D rather than the three dimensions of his statements on purpose, or is he really an anti-intellectual? Quote from his column published in Friday's Tribune, if government gives health insurance to 33 million uninsured, that costs. It costs a lot. There's no free lunch. The cost of society and taxpayers when the uninsured visit ERs is ignored as if they will never need health care. There is no free lunch, just free care, borne by the insured. Krauthammer's myopia would be astonishing if it was not so blatantly calculated. And Mike Broadhurst from Cambria had kind of the same thoughts. He says he said back in the days when he lived in the UK, he said, well, living in England, I sustained an infection that spread throughout my hand and my lower arm in less than a day. I sought medical attention, was seen by a doctor, and obtained prescriptions the next day. There was no charge for service that led to a full recovery. Basic services were paid for by taxes. Relatively young and employed man, then I would wonder today whether I preferred a lower tax rate to free health care. And like any system, the UK has notable limitations based on managing costs. Regardless, there are about as many ways of thinking about things as there are people, and I find such polarizing opinions quite tedious. And he was talking about people calling Supreme Court justices hacks and the what and the like. It's I've told you how I feel. I just think and this is interesting, too, because here they just had a thing on the news about for-profit colleges. And for-profit colleges spend 30% of the money they make on trying to get more people to come to the college. Well, it's a private college. They can do that. They're talking about legislation to stop that? You can't. It's a business. It's just a private business. A private business is allowed to advertise. And medicine is now, it's a semi-private business. But I if you have great insurance, I think the problem is I think the people with really good insurance don't really kind of appreciate the fact of the people who can lose everything because they get sick or have to have hospitalization because they just don't have the money. Insurance is expensive. It's very, very expensive. And you know that. I mean, people that have good insurance pay for it also. But, boy, you get if let's say you're in you're self-employed and you're trying to get insurance for yourself, phew, it's absurd what you pay. I don't get it. I'll tell you the truth, I don't get it. All right, other things in this part of the news, other thing I'm sharing with you, Moore gets approval from the board, right? Like wham, bam. Sheriff Parkinson said, we got to move the morgue because where it is, it's not kind of dangerous, really. If there's some kind of toxic substances, we don't have enough room for the bodies. We don't have fridge space, you know. You got to have that. You know, that's where the morgue has to have that stuff. So they got it moved out by the airport. And they said the facility's whole is perfect for it. And they said the lease will be $60,000, which the county is spending on its existing makeshift morgue at a mortuary on Los Osos Valley Road, and $30,000 in new equipment is from the asset forfeiture fund, money the government raised from the seizure of assets from suspected criminals. So what they're basically saying is it's a draw, and a wash. And now we have a decent mortuary. Morgue. All right. Those that end up there don't really care what it's like, but the people that work there do. So that's understandable. Anything else that's in the news I need to tell you about on this part of the issue? There was a thing in the news. I don't know if I can find it. Let me see if I can find it real quick. There's a thing here in the news about somebody has, they're talking about this all-in-one TV that somebody's come up with, and they're surprised that, you know, they're like, did they beat Apple to the jump on this thing? Dick Clark was 82, by the way. I'll have to find it for later. It's just too hard to find. But it has to do with some new video affair. So, we'll see. Here's a new Bible translation that avoids the word Christ. That has to be a little bit different. Can you do that? Can it be done? I'm not sure. Then we have the things that we don't have to worry about at all, like is Angelina Jolie's wedding ring boring? Seriously? Okay. Here's dropping the D-bomb. You know, we got a lot of these kind of bombs going off everywhere that have to do with the language that's used in the public and by broadcasters and whatnot. So they're going to approach this thing, and we'll find out what they have to say. Soon, very soon.
Let's see how colorful an afternoon can be with prices that give us more spring per dollar and make even more of our gardens and our spring. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Sanjay Gupta, MD. CNN Saturday and Sunday morning, 7:30 Eastern.
Dealing with depression, as we've been talking about today, isn't easy. Your friends and loved ones can help, but as some of you may know, they can also get in the way. And the first step, as you will hear, is admitting that you actually have something going on. Well, CNN's Stephanie Gallman, who works right downstairs here in the newsroom, did just that. She started to talk about it, and, you know, Stephanie, thank you.
And forgive me, it has to do with depression. I didn't know what it was going to have to do with it.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being on the
show.
Thank
you for having me.
It was really brave, you know, and we do a lot of reporting on depression, and it's one of the first things that people always tell us. Just admitting it, talking about it is a hard thing to do. How hard was it for you?
Everyone that's asked me about the piece, I've always said it was very easy to write. It kind of came right out of me, but deciding what I was going to do with it, if anything, was the most difficult part. And after speaking to my family about it and, you know, close friends, what do you think? Is this a good idea? Is it not? They were very supportive. Some, you know, were really honest. I wouldn't handle it that way. I would probably keep that to myself. But my personality is kind of, I mean, it's wide open. So yeah. I kind of felt better, more like me to share it. And the response has been overwhelming. So I'm really glad. That
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends. And that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
For three decades now, slow-roasted coffee has been waking up the Central Coast. Most of you already know that your local grocery stores carry slow-roasted coffee, but I'll bet you didn't know that you can now shop directly at Slow Roasted Coffee's warehouse in Los Osos. That's right, walk in the door and you might smell the beans a-roastin'. When you shop at Slow Roasted Coffee, you'll find an expanded variety of coffee choices. And when you buy a 10-pound bag of your favorite coffee blend, you'll save an additional 10%. One more good thing, you'll receive two free samples with your order. So come on by and see for yourself where Slow Roasted Coffee comes from. You can shop weekdays from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just give them a call in advance, please. Call them at 528-7317. That's 528-7317. And they'll have your order waiting for you. Find Slow Roasted Coffee in Los Osos at 1172 Los Olivos Avenue near Fairchild. Slow Roasted Coffee, a tradition that tastes great.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shoe Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, in the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Mike's Shoes, by gosh, and you know what? They're going to have a trunk show, and this is going to be this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they're going to be doing their new Earth Shoes, are called, and I think you're really going to like them. And you get a GWP, and you also have snacks and mimosas, so that sounds like a pretty good deal right there. I know where I'm having lunch. All right, so that's this Saturday. Don't forget, April 21st from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Mike's Shoes in the Promenade in a Slow Promenade Shopping Center. All right, other things that are going on in our world. Other things that are going on, we don't understand them all. Well, here's this. I thought this was a done deal, but apparently not. Polly House and Running to Help Duval. Student team will find out Friday if it won to bid to complete compliance work on the ranch. Judge Charles Crandall appointed receiver David Pasternak to enforce compliance on the 72-acre property. County Duval has squared off for years, as you know well. Anyway, so this group from Cal Poly said, well, we'd like to do it, and now they have to be approved. Why would they be rejected, I suppose, is the next question, but that's, you know. That's what I'm asking about. Why would they change their mind? All right. It's the best way to, you know, another way to do slow roasted coffee is, if you want to think about where slow roasted coffee is, on Los Olivos in Los Osos, it's directly behind Vons. As a matter of fact, you can take the Vons parking lot through the back of Vons and out the other end, and you'll end up on Los Olivos, a stone's throw from Slow Row. I just thought I'd tell you that. All right. City Council expresses support to plan a co-lease bus service and depot service on a depot with kiosks and restrooms I can see problems with this already. San Francisco City Council expressed support Tuesday night for the development of a transit center along Higuera Street that would consolidate and improve bus service at one central location downtown. The plan, spearheaded by the San Luis Obispo Council of Government, seeks to increase the number of bus bays from 10 to 16 to meet future demand and build a 5,000-square-foot building to provide a passenger waiting area, restrooms, ticket kiosks, and a break area for bus drivers. As it is now, bus drivers and passengers have to scout nearby areas such as City Hall and the library and all that to figure out what's going on. I got to get on the computer and see if I can figure it out because I want to take the kids on. I want to get the kids on the double-decker bus. Go for a ride. Why wouldn't you want to do that? I want to do it. Yeah. I like the slow trolley. Why wouldn't I like that? Are you happy? Huh? Positive outlook may be good for the heart. Being upbeat and optimistic may help against heart disease, a study says. I think we already knew that, didn't we? The happier people... but then we had an article the other day where it says if you're too happy, you're not paying attention to life the way you should. So I don't know where the middle lies. I don't know where the middle lies. I don't get it. All right, here's somebody that's in the news. Senator's immigration push could lift GOP election prospects. Florida Senator Marco Rubio's push for a Republican version of immigration legislation looks like the answer to the election year prayers of the GOP and Mitt Romney. Rubio, a telegenic son of Cuban exiles and potential vice presidential pick, is pulling together a bill that would allow young illegal immigrants to remain in the United States but denies them citizenship. So it's, but here's the interesting thing. Back and forth today, depending on where you went for the news today, it's either, yes, he would make a good running mate for the for Romney, and then you have people that say, well, no, he's not going to do that. He can do more good by not being the vice president. I kind of understand that, because when's the last time you heard about Joe Biden? Do you really realize the last thing we heard about Joe Biden, that I've heard, you know, is the fact that Osama bin Laden wanted to take out the president so that Joe Biden would be the president. Apparently not a big vote of confidence there, from what I can tell. All right, other things going on. Other things that are crazy. Well, here was this thing. A school accused of overreaction and minor disruptions. Police handcuff a kindergartner for tantrum at a Georgia school. But the little kid really raised heck, you know, flipping over furniture and doing all kinds of weird stuff. So they decide that's what they do. But she's not going to be, she says, let me see. Kids have been arrested for being kids, said Shannon Kennedy, a civil rights attorney who was suing the Albuquerque, New Mexico school district. With hundreds of kids have been arrested in the past few years for minor offenses, including such things as having cell phones in class, burping, refusing to switch seats, and destroying a history book. In 2010, a 14-year-old boy was arrested for inflating a condom in class. You know, I thought I was a hack up in school, you know what I mean? A cut up. I didn't think of some of these things. Okay. Now, this was interesting. A poll due to be released today shows that a large majority of Americans believe that this year's unusually warm weather and some other weather disasters were likely made worse by global warming. Poll suggests that a solid majority of the public feels that global warming is real. When invited to agree or disagree with the statement, global warming is affecting the weather in the United States, 69% of respondents in the new poll said they agreed, while 30% disagreed. Yeah, whatever. It's normal to have 120 tornadoes. And this Michigan lottery winner was charged with fraud Tuesday for collecting food stamps and public health insurance despite pocketing a $735,000 jackpot. Amanda Clayton entered a not guilty plea Tuesday, and her lawyer vowed to fight the charges. Now, some things are just like, you know, like the hand in front of your face type thing. You know, you hear about these things. And you say, how in the world would you fight it? I mean, what is it you're going to say? If you have $735,000, you probably don't need food stamps right now. Not to say that you won't screw it all up and blow it and need food stamps in the future, but at the moment, you should be able to buy your own food.
You're creative. You've got bright, innovative ideas, but it seems like the radio group you work for isn't paying attention, right?
Why not take that talent where it can be appreciated and put to good and profitable use? The Radio Central Coast family of stations are looking for you, a broadcast media consultant who loves their job because no day is ever the same. Radio Central Coast is the leader in helping local businesses succeed. And we're looking for you, a seasoned radio media consultant ready to help these local businesses grow. We offer a fantastic salary. That's right, a salary, not a cutthroat commission plan. And best of all, a fun, creative environment where our clients are the stars. The only thing we want are radio professionals ready to take their career to the next level. If this sounds like you, send an email to Aaron at RadioCentralCoast.com or give him a call at 786-2570. This is it. Fun, excitement, creative, the career you've always dreamed of. Make the change and join the professionals at Radio Central Coast.
For three decades now, slow roasted coffee has been waking up the Central Coast. Most of you already know that your local grocery stores carry slow-roasted coffee, but I'll bet you didn't know that you can now shop directly at Slow Roasted Coffee's warehouse in Los Osos. That's right, walk in the door and you might smell the beans a-roastin'. When you shop at Slow Roasted Coffee, you'll find an expanded variety of coffee choices. And when you buy a 10-pound bag of your favorite coffee blend, you'll save an additional 10%. One more good thing, you'll receive two free samples with your order. So come on by and see for yourself where slow roasted coffee comes from. You can shop weekdays from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just give them a call in advance, please. Call them at 528-7317. That's 528-7317. And they'll have your order waiting for you. Find slow roasted coffee in Los Osos at 1172 Los Olivos Avenue near Fairchild. Slow roasted coffee, a tradition that tastes great.
This just in. When they first reported Dick Clark had passed away a little while ago, they said that he had another stroke, but that's not the case. They've just clarified that and said he actually died of a heart attack, and they were unable to attempts to resuscitate him were unsuccessful. Dick Clark starred American Bandstand as a local TV show in Philly in 1956. It earned him the nickname America's Oldest Living Teenager. The show was picked up by ABC and broadcast nationally a year later. Born Richard Wagstaff Clark in Mount Vernon, New York, on November 30, 1929, he began his broadcast career working at a radio station managed by his father. Clark, who was married three times, is survived by his current wife, two sons, and a daughter. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted Clark as a non-performer in 1993. So once again, to update that, Dick Clark actually died of a heart attack, and that's brand new news. New news there. I got to tell you a story about bats here in a second, because remember how we have hive collapse, and everybody's wondering, well, how could we have this happen and all that? And they said, maybe it's a fungus, maybe it's a fungus, maybe it's a fungus. And then all of a sudden they said, maybe DDT or some other, pesticide or something was doing it. And it turned out, yeah, that was it. That was closer. So, interestingly enough. All right. Let me tell you this story right here. And remember I told you this another kind of alarming number I came up with, I came across, was that there's 32 different type of pathogens that ground squirrels can carry. 32. So like when you're by Morro Rock and you see a little guy scurrying around and whatnot, I'd avoid him. Here's what happened. The mysterious deaths of millions of bats in the United States and Canada over the past several years was caused by a fungus that hitchhiked from Europe, scientists reported last week. Experts had suspected that an invasive species was to blame for the die-off from white nose syndrome. The fungal illness has not caused widespread deaths among European bats, unlike in the U.S. and Canada. In North America, more than 5.7 million bats have died since 2006, when white nose syndrome was detected in a cave in upstate New York. Disease does not pose a threat to humans. Here's what it says. Disease does not pose a threat to humans, but people can carry fungal spores. It's unclear exactly how the fungus crossed the Atlantic, but one possibility is that it was accidentally introduced by tourists. You know, those dang European spelunkers, you know. They spelunk over there, they come over here, they got some spores and whatnot. And somehow they get in the bat cave because they're spelunkers. That's my guess. That's as far as I'm going with it, too, I can imagine. So that's that. All right, let's see other things that are going on in the world. And why? Well, this is an interesting statistic. Highway Patrol give an outsized load of wireless 911 calls. Out of 15 million emergency calls from wireless phones last year, more than 7 million went first to the CHP. Dispatch of the state agency then had to patch calls through to the police or fire departments that were appropriate. So they're hoping to come up with a better system so that everything doesn't go to the CHP first. Here you have, you dial 911 here. If I'm not mistaken, it goes to the sheriff watch commander and the switchboard there. But I could be mistaken. No, I'm pretty sure that's where it is. Okay, and then we had problems with our bats. California braces for a stalker of citrus. Until 2 weeks ago, the state was the last major citrus-growing area free of the disease. Worst disease known to the citrus industry may have arrived in California on a bud of friendship. A graft of palmetto, a symbol of good fortune in many Asian cultures, was the likely source of the state's first documented case of Huanglongbing. A citrus disease with no known cure, say researchers involved in the investigations. The suspected plant shoot, or budwood, was passed freely among San Gabriel Valley church friends who love to garden and experiment with hybridization, according to the residents. Until about 2 weeks ago, California was the last major citrus-growing region in the world to avoid a scourge that has decimated groves in China, Brazil, and Florida. Disease arrived the way experts had long predicted in a tree in Southern California yard. Now, agriculture officials are scrambling to slow the disease's march and save a $2 billion industry based in the Central Valley. well, you know, it's every which way you look, there's something coming at you. It's really weird. It's really weird. And then they had an opinion in Sunday's paper about greenhouse gas rules put chokehold on building. The state's anti-pollution mandate is agencies in a painful bind. So it's like it's hard to really do what you want to do when you got this other thing you have to kind of pay attention to. And it makes it really rough. And that's understandable. That makes sense. Other things happening. It's 19 now before the hour of 2 o'clock. This reminder, I won't be here tomorrow. Dodger baseball will be on the air. That's the way it's going to be. All right, here's one of the things. Get it fixed or get your wallet out because the city of San Luis Obispo was taking the mystery out of its code enforcement process. So you get a warning, then you get another warning, and then you get fined. And that's the way it's going to be. And so it can be for all kinds of different things. You know, here's somebody has a lounge chair, not an outdoor lounge chair, but just a regular indoor lazy boy on a porch. What was this one up? What was wrong with this guy? Oh, overgrown vegetation. Equipment stored in the front yard. And you can go online to see who the scofflaws are, which is really exciting. Okay. So you just go to sanlasfiscal.com and peruse an interactive map of code violations in your area. Now, this is a weird thing to me. They may say that, but I'm not sure I buy it. Poll, owners of e-readers still favor printed books. So I guess when I have a Kindle, one of the cheap jobs. I guess when I'm reading my Kindle, I'm secretly pining away for an actual book to be in my hands. Not. I have a lot of books. That doesn't make sense to still have a lot of books, in my opinion. But anyway, I have them. Economy splits the state and the coast and everything else. That's the way it is. Jobs flow in one direction, unemployment the other. For decades, California has been seen nationally and by its own residents as a state divided in the north and south, the urban tree huggers of the north versus the car obsessed beach hoppers of the south. This is just one of many euphemisms you could have used. I liked them. They were cute. The urban tree huggers versus the car obsessed beach hoppers. But the more meaningful division, it turns out, may be between east and west. Communities all along the state's coastline have largely bounced back from their recessions, some even prospering with high-tech and export businesses growing and tourism coming back. At the same time, communities from just an hour's drive inland and stretching all the way to Nevada and Arizona borders struggle with stubbornly high unemployment and a persistent housing crisis. And the same pattern holds the length of the state from Oregon to the Mexican border. It's really a tale of two economies, they said. But we sort of knew that. Although I would have to say, we're considered coastal-ish, right? I mean, San Luis Obispo, coastal-ish, but we have a lot of coastal cities here. But but you ask anybody out there that's got run the business, and they're going to tell you that the recession hasn't quite left San Luis Obispo County yet. As much as we'd like to escort it out of town politely and say goodbye, it's like not happening. Okay. And here is the, you know, we were talking about this old thing about having a value-added tax, flat tax, whatever you want to call it. Their top earners can find ways around the Buffett rule, and here's all the different ways they can do it. You know. Naturally. I mean, that's the way the game is supposed to be played. Now, here's an ad for Ocean View Furniture, and they have a motorized Verona relaxer if you want to put that on the porch. You might, as long as you're going to get busted, you might as well be in something really comfortable. I love reading some of this stuff. They're going to have a 1950 sock hop, an Alzheimer's Association benefit, and this is going to be at the villages of San Luis Obispo. Who's doing the dancing exactly? Yeah, I don't know. Here's what they're talking about also in L.A. And I thought the same thing in L.A. You know, I thought, how come they haven't done it? San Francisco, of course, has their cable cars. But now, of course, they also have streetcars. And they brought back and refurbished their old streetcars. And, of course, we used to have the Red Line that rumbled through L.A. A move has begun to return streetcars to downtown. With a route chosen by the city and an environmental review begun, the proposed 4-mile Broadway to Figueroa Loop is a modest project compared to the region's subway extensions and freeway expansions, but will provide a link between the key spots of the downtown renaissance and the symbolic link with the city's mythological past. Los Angeles once had 1,000 miles of streetcar tracks. Along them ran the yellow car line and the red cars. And since they gave way to freeways in the early 1960s, they've become a symbol of the city's lost intimacy and identity, celebrated by politicians looking to restore transit glory, and with films like Roger Rabbit. It's a different time now. Okay. Here they show a picture. They have a picture here. Let me see if I can guess. This looks like a picture in the 40s. And it shows the streetcars among those stuck in a traffic jam in downtown L.A. And traffic hasn't gotten better in downtown L.A. in all those years. So, but what the heck? What the heck? It's kind of a fun idea. White House opens door to big donors and lobbyists slip in. You think? All right. They still got this story going on about Google and when they send their cars out to do mapping, and they were scooping up wireless data. And they said it was a mistake. We didn't mean to do it. So somehow you have to wrap your head around the idea that a vehicle that is used to photograph locations, to photograph street scenes on Google Earth, somehow also inadvertently... How is this? Inadvertently picked up these, wireless router signals, and that somehow the data got stored on something, even though we didn't mean to do that. We were just really taking pictures. Gosh. I think some people are not telling us the truth. I got to tell you this. Okay. Here's an interesting one. In Fresno, service members are training Afghanistan's agricultural practices. In this boot camp, soldiers learn the land. They learn about bees and birds and stuff like that. And so that's interesting. Because everything else is going so bad in Afghanistan, I don't know if we can convince them with bees. I went to Snopes on the Internet. Somebody sent me something. I was like, no, come on, that can't be. And it was. On Veterans Day in November... I forget who was playing the game. I think the Saints and somebody, so don't hold me to who the game was because I don't have the information with me. But anyway, during the pregame, what they did was they gave everybody a card when they walked in, and they told you to hold it up at a certain time, and then it said thanks to our troops and thanks to our veterans, and it had an American flag all around the whole stadium. But ESPN decided we're going to go to a commercial, and people never saw it. And sure enough, I went to Snopes, and there it was. And they said, yeah, this happened, but nobody saw it. So that was kind of weird. Now, sometimes you have to have here's the interesting thing. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un spoke publicly for the first time. Did you hear what that was about? He said, the military. I'm not surprised. He's surrounded by military. There's not another civilian anywhere near this guy. So you would think that he would probably say, up with the military, which they do. They're big on that. All right, other things going on. Brazil has arrested three people for cannibalism. Police have arrested three people for allegedly killing at least two women, eating parts of their bodies, and using their flesh to make stuffed pastries known as empanadas, which they sold to neighbors in the northern Brazilian city. Yeah. The three suspects, a man, his wife, and his mistress, belong to a sect that preached the purification of the world with the reproduction of its population. Police inspectors said The newspaper also said the man, Jorge Beltrano, whatever his last name is, it says Negromante, I guess that's his name, wrote a 50-page book titled Revelations of a Schizophrenic, in which he says he hears voices and obsessed with the killing of women. So they say they've confessed to the crimes of three. Ew. You, too, can have an earlobe empanada. Thank you. I'll pass. I don't want one. You go ahead and have mine. In a world gone mad, in a world gone completely over the top. Here's what we hear. Japan, there was a thing in the news today. Japan is just about to close its last nuclear reactor. So there'll be a nuclear-free Japan. And also was in the news that the Fukushima flotsam is headed our way much earlier than they thought it was going to be, so that we're going to see more of it this year. Remember, they just sank that ship or boat or whatever you want to call it in the Gulf of Alaska. Where they're saying that a lot of stuff is going to come ashore from Alaska down the whole coast. I hope a really nice boat floats by me and I can start the engine and own it. But I have to be down at the beach, which I don't hang around the beach anymore. I'm not at the age where I would do that. All right. Darn it. Dag nagget. And when Jim D was here on last Friday, we talked about the boys' cardboard arcade that went on the web and went crazy. And then we got an official number here. $84,000 has been set up in his name to go to school. Because this guy just happened to go by, see this thing. The guy set up in his dad's garage. He saw it. He filmed him, and then he did a flash mob. He flash mobbed some flash mobs and said, come and do this and play these games and all that. And he filmed it while it was all going on. So it's just a cute story. It really is. I think that's really fun. Now, one of the things they're saying is, which is not surprising, I mean, it would stand to reason, is that with this recent rain, the snowpack has built up, and that's the good news. I don't think there's any bad. I don't think there's a downside to that, by the way. That's just good news. All right. So that's it right there. Senior official of the National Rifle Association accused the news media Saturday of engaging in sensationalized coverage of the Trayvon Martin killing in Florida. Wayne LaPierre, executive vice president of the NRA, criticized news organizations for singling out one killing, ignoring many other violent crimes that happen in the U.S. every day. Well, yeah, but you'd have to understand why. I think people that are, we're going to go back to, I'm not a member of the NRA, but I have guns and I was a gunner's mate in the Navy. And so I know a lot about them. But the thing is that I think the people in the NRA have to accept the fact that there are people that are going to always sensationalize anything that happens with a firearm. And sometimes appropriately and sometimes not. In this case, I disagree with Mr. LaPierre, in this case, I don't know if it's sensationalizing, but I think that it's appropriate to the situation, because this, stand your ground law is really macabre and obviously backed by the NRA. So there's an opinion piece I read in one of the papers, and it said that, what people don't realize is, and it's an interesting perspective, I have to say this honestly, is that while Zimmerman may have been standing his ground, Trayvon may have been trying to stand his ground, only he didn't know that the other guy had a gun and he had a bag of Skittles. So it wasn't really quite fair, this whole thing, right, he's just saying. But, it's very, very interesting. All right. Where are you? Hello? Hello? All right. I thank you for being my friend today and for joining me, because that's what friends are for.
Keep smiling. Keep shining. Knowing you can always count on me. For sure. That's what friends are.
Keep shining, keep shining.
friends and neighbors are for right there. Hey, we got Milwaukee playing baseball tomorrow morning, so I shan't be in, but we'll get together on Friday. I know that we'll have, I know that Jim D will be here. Dan Blackburn, we'll have to see if we can get him on the horn and do our Calcos News segment. Until Friday at noon, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you till we meet
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. One of the biggest names in American popular culture.